Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our previous host, Christian Sager. This one was written and recorded right after the Voyager 1 spacecraft entered interstellar space. So the team wanted to talk about what this amazing craft has done for us so far, and what it might still do in the future.
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. On September 5th, 1977, NASA's historic Voyager 1 mission launched, joining its identical robotic twin, Voyager 2, on what would turn out to be a 40-year odyssey through the solar system and into interstellar space. Voyager 2 had launched more than 2 weeks earlier, on August 20th, 1977, and both spacecraft completed the dazzling grand tour of the outer solar system's planets. Voyager 1 has now left our sun's heliosphere, becoming a bona fide interstellar probe and the most distant human-made vehicle. And Voyager 2 is about to flirt with the outermost boundary of the heliosphere, the heliopause. But exploring interstellar space wasn't a mission objective back in 1977. Back then, the twin probe's aim was to reveal the rich diversity and mystery of the outer solar system's planets. For Ed Stone, who has been project scientist for the Voyager since 1972, his favorite memory was the jaw-dropping discovery of volcanoes on Jupiter's moon Io in 1979. He said the eruptions on Io were the first direct evidence of active volcanoes elsewhere in the solar system. And he wasn't wrong. Both Voyager 1 and 2 changed our perspective of our solar system, revealing never-before-seen details in planetary atmospheres and revealing new discoveries about interplanetary space. New insights to Saturn's beautiful rings were gleaned, and a huge diversity of moons swarming around the gas giants was revealed. There are few more visceral science impacts on society than when in 1990 Voyager 1 was commanded to turn around and capture an image of Earth from nearly 4 billion miles or 6.4 billion kilometers distant. This was at the request of superstar astronomer and science communicator Carl Sagan. In an interview with Space.com, Stone estimated that both spacecraft only have about 10 years' supply of power left before the plutonium heat output dwindles to levels that won't sustain any spacecraft instrumentation or critical subsystems. Though the Voyagers will eventually die, they continue to take data, and Voyager 1 is taking measurements of a very alien region, the interstellar medium. On August 25th, 2012, NASA confirmed that Voyager 1 had officially left the heliosphere, speeding into interstellar space. Voyager 2 is traveling in a different direction and hasn't encountered interstellar space yet. The mysterious outermost regions of the solar system have now been probed, and Voyager 1 was able to take measurements of the magnetic field and particle energies, important measurements that have allowed scientists a very privileged view of how our sun's magnetic field and solar wind particles interact with the space between the stars. So, after four decades of exploration, two spacecraft built from 1970s technology are still exploring, and a new generation of scientists are using them to carry out cutting-edge research in a region of space that no other robot that we know of has ever experienced. Even after their power supplies dwindle and the Voyagers lose communication with Earth, they will be silent interstellar emissaries for humanity, carrying the golden records as shrines of the civilization that built these incredible machines, should an extraterrestrial intelligence stumble upon them in the eons to come.
This episode aired, Voyager 2 has also entered interstellar space, and both craft have several systems still operational. Today's episode was written by Ian O'Neill and produced by Dylan Fagan and Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other far-reaching topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.